Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today calling for lots of sunshine once again, and we'll have a high near about 81 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 59. It's 61 in Burlington, 67 it says in Milwaukee, and 63 degrees in Racine. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has charged 17-year-old Rytrell Earl with being a party to first-degree intentional homicide and four counts of attempted homicide, referenced the near-midnight Sunday shooting death of a 20-year-old man whom police say was the innocent victim of a gang dispute. More from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to court documents, Deshaun Jordan and four others had been at a fish fry and were walking down an alley in the area of 16th Street and Phillips Avenue when a car drove up and the occupants opened fire. Jordan was shot in the head and died of his injuries. Another man was grazed by bullets. Investigators allege Earl is a member of a Northside gang and shot at the men in the alley, which is considered rival gang territory. The victim was not a member of any gang, according to police. Based on the description of the car, police arrested Earl at a home on Memorial Drive. Earl is scheduled to return to court August 24th for a preliminary hearing on the charges. As they do for all violent deaths in Racine, the Interfaith Coalition will hold a prayer vigil Sunday evening for homicide victim Deshaun Jordan. The vigil, led by the Reverend Tony Larson, will begin at 6 p.m. in the alley south of 16th Street between Phillips and Murray Avenues. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Kenosha Circuit Court, the teenager accused in the murder of 17-year-old Olivia McKay appeared to face the charges that include first-degree intentional homicide. 19-year-old Daniel Tate accused of killing McKay, then with the help of another teen, dumping her body along a Mount Pleasant Road. Court documents indicate that Tate and Jamari Cook met McKay through Facebook, made arrangements with her to pick them up at Tate's grandmother's home on Sheridan Road. The teen drove around, walking along the lakefront in Kenosha, Cook telling investigators it was Tate who grabbed the victim in a chokehold, then held her head underwater. Investigators say, though, Tate first claimed that somebody else had done it, and he later changed his story. According to the investigators, surveillance video from the All Saints Medical Center in Racine shows Tate and Cook driving up in the victim's car. Tate ordered held on $1 million cash bond. He'll be back in court next week. More than a dozen charges filed in Racine County Circuit Court against a Caledonia teen accused of selling marijuana and LSD to confidential informants for the Racine County Metro Drug Unit. Nicholas Aiello, who by the way turns 18 years old today, has been charged with delivery of marijuana and LSD, possession with intent to deliver, also maintaining a drug trafficking place. During an initial appearance, a preliminary hearing on the charges was scheduled for next week. The request of Racine resident Al Herman, who lives in the 1900 block of Prospect Street, to have the city return the streetlight by his house that was removed a few years back, one of hundreds on We Energy's polls the city eliminated to reduce costs, that's been rejected by the Public Works and Services Committee. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen noting that the other streetlights on that block are still shining, cost of more than $800 to return just one light in that area.
According to court documents,
there's street lights across the street from Mr. Herman's property. There's a street light about 106 feet to the west of his property. It has a clear illumination to Mr. Herman's property. There is another street light about 130 feet east of the property.
Herman suggesting the light taken out is translated into the opportunity for kids to cause problems, including vandalism.
I used to have an air conditioner on one of my windows, and right after that happened, I pushed the air conditioner in and broke into the house. And so we haven't never put that air conditioner back in again. And then now we had a retaining wall that was halfway destroyed over the 4th of July holidays, and every night they would knock down more of the wall.
Alderman John Tate II felt that city policy ought to be reviewed rather than piecemeal consideration of lights to prevent any impression of favoritism. Alderman Sandy Weiner said it's not always about policy. 2-1 committee recommendation to receive and file the request to return the streetlight goes to the full council next week. The 23-year-old Racine man who was pulled out of Quarry Lake last weekend has been identified as Najee Sherrod. The Racine County Sheriff's Department indicates that Sherrod is still in critical condition at Frederick Hospital. He was swimming in the lake when he apparently got tangled up in some fishing line. 25-year-old Garrett Sustacek was fishing nearby. He jumped into the water, pulled Sherrod closer to shore where other bystanders helped get him out of the water. Sustacek injured in the process by a large fishing lure that was lodged in his arm. The incident's still under investigation. It appears, though, to have been an accident. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee votes down a request from Target Corporation to exceed the city's quota on Class A liquor licenses for the sale of alcohol at its Durand Avenue store east of Regency Mall. Nobody from the company showed up, though Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran explained that she did talk to a company rep on the phone and explained that the information provided does not meet all the city's criteria to exceed the license quota.
I explained to them the factors that are laid out in the ordinance that I have emailed to the committee members, and I did email a copy of the documentation that was provided by Target at the last meeting to the committee members. I reviewed the documents and did not see anything in there that would prove that they were able to meet the third and the fourth factors that are laid out in the ordinance for exceeding the quota.
She needed a specific reason for recommending denial while also noting that Target could try again. The unanimous recommendation against it goes to the Common Council for a final vote next week. The Kenosha City Plan Commission will meet Thursday afternoon and consider plans for a third proposed boutique hotel in the downtown area. Paul Campagna, who owns three restaurants in Kenosha, has purchased the building at 614 56th Street. He's got plans for a six-room hotel on the second floor with a lower-level ultra-lounge banquet facility and a bar for up to 120 people, with a first-floor full-service bar and restaurant. Plans also call for a 3,000-square-foot rooftop terrace with outdoor seating and a 1,500-square-foot mezzanine with a small bar and restaurant area. The location, right next door to the Chase Bank building, where another, larger boutique hotel has been proposed. Work has already begun on renovations of the former Heritage House, which is also being converted into a hotel. The City Plan Commission in Kenosha will be considering the conditional use permit for the 614 Hotel project. The Racine County Board last night formally accepting the $6.5 million donation from S.E. Johnson to build the new aquatic center at Pritchard Park, the donation starting the process to build that facility on Ohio Street north of Highway 11. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur calling it an outstanding donation from a great corporate citizen.
Without a doubt, this will, of course, enhance and improve the quality of life and also as far as health and welfare. So we are just ecstatic about this, and this will be expanding and just growing the community, and this is just a great, great thing. We're just so appreciative of this.
Supervisor Bob Miller calling it probably the greatest donation for the public good in Racine County's history. It's expected work on the new S.C. Johnson Community Sports Complex, including two pools, water slides, and other amenities, will begin later this year. Jonathan Delagree, the county executive, of course, announcing last year he was looking to transform Pritchard Park into a youth sports facility, including a turf football field, multiple baseball diamonds, and ice skating rinks. A timeline for that particular project has not yet been announced. Racine's City Plan Commission meeting at 4:30 this afternoon in the council chambers at City Hall. Included on the agenda, a public hearing on the request to Giving to the Nations for a conditional use permit for setting up a food pantry and allowing community outreach programs at 1701 12th Street. That is the one-time site of the J&W Drive-In. And there's a public hearing on a conditional use permit request from Miles of Smiles Academy to set up a daycare in what was for years Dino's Italian Village Restaurant at 1816 16th Street. Plans call for up to 85 children. The site has no parking, so an agreement for shared parking with neighboring space will be needed. And a film crew is going to be seeking approval from the Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services later today to film some scenes for an upcoming HGTV show at North Beach. Magilla Entertainment wants to use the beach to shoot the scenes for the show Lakefront Bargain Hunt Renovation. It's a house hunting style show with a lakefront theme. According to an email, the filming will involve the family enjoying North Beach and a decision scene where a couple discusses the house that they're considering. Producer indicates North Beach would remain open to the public during the filming. The tentative schedule calls for use of the park this coming weekend. Park and Rec Board will meet starting at 5:15 this afternoon, room 130 of the City Hall Annex.